Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, folks. We welcome you back to Close Up Talk Radio. I am Doug Llewellyn, and I'm really interested and excited because we're going to talk to a psychic today who helps heal people. She is a naturally gifted intuitive medium, a spiritual healer, and she's the founder of Healing Energy Arts, which is an alternative holistic health service offering health and wellness, acupuncture, Reiki, hypnosis, as well as psychic medium classes and teacher training certification. She's quite a remarkable woman, and her name is Claudia Johnson. She's based in Litchfield, Minnesota, and she has a really amazing story. I love to talk to people like Claudia who have these abilities that they have developed, recognize they have these abilities and developed. Her story is quite unique because she was a professional dancer. She may still be, but she felt compelled to offer healing to other dancers in pain when she discovered that she was feeling their injuries in her own body. And as they healed, her pain dissolved, and she would she was feeling their injuries in her own body, and as they held, her pain also dissolved. And then she would get messages from them, from spirit guides, from loved ones, angels, friends, and even pets. And no longer able to ignore her psychic gifts, she embraced them and then resolved to use those gifts for healing others. Since 1985, she has studied with some of the very best psychics and mediums in the world who also do energetic healing. And today, as we pointed out, she is a spiritual teacher. She draws on her experience to provide opportunities for others to develop their own psychic and healing abilities and to grow their gifts with confidence. She points out she's not around to scare people. She wants to reassure them, tell them the truth in the way that is very compassionate, loving, kind, wise, and supportive, because the goal of a reading that she does with them is always to leave the recipient with a message of hope and the communications from the spirit world with peace. That's a little bit of her story. We're going to get the rest of it right direct from her, because she lives in a lake in Minnesota where over the weekend it was in the 70s. Today, this morning, it's in the 20s. It is frigid up there. But in any event, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous area. She's a wonderful lady, and Claudia Johnson is her name. I'll give you her website, by the way. She has a great website, so you can learn more about her and get in touch with her if you'd like to yourself. In any event, let's talk a little bit. Claudia Johnson, good afternoon. It's afternoon where you are. So welcome. Nice to have you with us. How are you today?
Oh, well, thank you so much, Doug, for that beautiful introduction. I am doing fantastic. I know you are, because you always are, and I'm thrilled to be here. I do have one quick correction. I do not provide acupuncture. However, the energy work that I do is based on the meridians, based on chakra system, and so it attempts to do that same thing. It's kind of like, look, Mom, no needles, you know?
Obviously when the pandemic hit and everybody was communicating virtually, you can't do acupuncture virtually, can you? Whether you do it or not, you can't do it virtually. Am I right?
I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
I'm
right. You're doing it to yourself. Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, I'm glad you straightened me out on that. I don't know, somebody put acupuncture in the list there. Anyway, let me ask you something. Go back I love your story, and being someone who has professional dancers in my own family, I can sympathize with you, and I'm amazed at your story from that perspective. Tell me a little bit about how you discovered you had psychic ability. You know, I talk to psychics, and it amazes me how they discovered they had these abilities and when they became aware of it. What about you? When did you realize you had these abilities?
Well, you know, I do believe that everybody's psychic, so I believe we all have some of this to a certain degree. Sometimes we recognize it, sometimes we don't. And as a child, as a kid growing up, I would know things ahead of time, and I would feel like I was telling a lie. If somebody said, well, when does this event start? And I'd say 3 o'clock, knowing that it started at 1. And then later on, I would find out it had been rescheduled to 3. So I was actually right about that, right?
Wow, yeah.
So, you know, these are the kinds of things that happen, and you think, oh, there was just some kind of funny glitch or something like that. And, you know, the information comes in, and you're not sure exactly how to use it, what to do with it, and you find out later you're accurate with it. And I feel like a lot of people have those experiences, but they don't really value them or give them very much weight. Unless there's something really important, like maybe foreknowledge of a car accident or something like that, which is another way that I've woken up, because I had foreknowledge of an accident I was going to have when I lived in the mountains of Colorado. And someone said to me, oh, if you hit some big elk that's the size of a quarter horse in that little sports car, it, you know, you're going to total your car and you'll be killed. And I said, no, here's how it will happen. The elk will bound up from below the highway, land stock still in front of me in the lane that I'm in, and I'll pick it up. It'll go over my car, land behind me, break 4 of its legs. The car will be totaled, and I will be fine. And what I said happened 8 hours later.
You're kidding. Oh, my God.
So we need to be careful with our words, because we're more powerful than we think we are. That's my little...
Wow.
Caveat in that story. Yeah.
Tell me your dancing story. How did that, you are a professional dancer? Were a professional dancer? What is it?
Well, I grew up in a very small town of like 5,000 people, and we didn't have a little girls dance school, but I always wanted to dance. And when I got to college, there was no school in the state of Minnesota at the time where you could get a 4-year college degree. So I ended up going out of state. I got my 4-year college degree at one of the top 10 schools in the nation, Ohio University. I moved to New York. I got into the Actors Equity Union, which was the union that all the singers, actors, and dancers got into. And I was doing my first show, and it was a 9-month-long show. We played Madison Square Garden. We did 3 shows in one day. It was children's theater. And so you're very, very careful, of course, as you know, with dancers in your family, about where are you injured, you know, and how, what do you need to do to work through that injury to keep on dancing, right? Keep performing.
Right.
And
right.
So I'm sitting next to another dancer one day, and I felt this sharp pain in my right knee, and I knew it wasn't mine. So I looked at him and I said, hey, are you having a lot of pain in your right knee? And he said, yeah. And I said, it's kind of sharp. And he said, yep. And I said, well, can I work on it? And he said, what are you going to do? And I said, I don't know, because I wasn't a trained healer at the time. And so I just put my hands gently on either side of his knee. My hands heated up. The pain went away in my knee. And I looked at him. I said, I think you're going to be okay. Do you have pain in your knee anymore? And, of course, being a dancer, he said, no. Got up, started dancing on it, you know, in the middle of the bus we were in. And I said, well, treat it like a new injury. Be careful with it. Because it's still healing. But that was just this unbelievable aha moment for me, because I suddenly realized, wow, I'm picking up on everybody's stuff. And after that, every morning I'd get up and I'd say, okay, who slept wrong on their neck? Who's got the pain in their left shoulder? Who did this, that? Because I knew it wasn't mine. So I started doing healing work before I was really trained to do it.
Isn't that amazing? My goodness. Well, listen, I can certainly sympathize with your story. I understand it because, as I said, I have a pair of dancers in my family who are equity members and have done Broadway shows, and they were doing that at the age of 11. They were in a Broadway show. What did you do with your dancing? Did you keep it up, or what happened?
Well, what happened was, you know, I started to get more and more psychic information.
Yeah.
From people, and I knew a lot of stuff about it. And then I thought, okay, what I'm going to do, because I thought it was a time in my life when I was going to get married and have kids and do all that kind of stuff, which it didn't turn out to be, but I did move from New York to Colorado, and I had my own little dance school, and I was doing that. And it was, you know, one of those times when, you know, in your life you think, well, this, you know, these are the kind of things that might happen now. But that's when I had that experience of foreknowledge of the car accident with the elk. So I realized that I better pay attention, because if I don't, something serious could happen to me or somebody that I love. So that's when I started to seriously look into developing my psychic ability. And as fate would have it, I was going to go be a chiropractor because they had helped me so much as a dancer. So I moved to Denver, and I was going to, I was studying organic chemistry and physics, all the while living at the home of a full-time psychic. And while I was developing my skills there, I thought, okay, now, you know what? I want to back up my healing, my desire to help people heal from the physical back into the spiritual and the mental and emotional levels, because I feel like that's where it really starts, and then it physicalizes in the physical. So that changed my career trajectory.
Boy, did it ever. Yeah, changed your life. What did you study in college, by the way? I mean, what was your intention to be as you were going to school?
I got a four-year college degree, a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Modern Dance. Yeah, so I was going back, you know, studying hard sciences to go to chiropractic school, and then I realized, wow, here I am in the home of a, you know, full-time psychic, and she was having people come in and, you know, looking for missing persons and things like that. So she'd knock on my door every once in a while and go, you know, do you want to stop studying chemistry and come over and work? And I'd be like, yes, yes, please. And so I remember walking in, and here was a woman looking for her missing sister. And I'd never done any of this stuff before, Doug. She threw a piece of clothing at me. And in those days, because this was like the 80s, she gave me a photograph and said, you know, okay, read the photograph. And I looked at my teacher, who was, you know, kind of smiling because, you know, I'd never done any of these things before, giving me permission with her nod and her smile. And I held on to the photograph and I said, well, either I'm not good at this or I feel that your sister is in spirit. And then I took the clothing. And as I was holding on to the clothing, I started to twist my finger around my hair, which I've never done at any time in my life. And the woman looked at me and she said, that's it. You've got my sister. That's what she used to do. And I said to her, gosh, you know, I'm really sorry, but usually I only see green in my mind's eye when it's about somebody that's about to get a healing. But I'm kind of seeing the green that you see in the back of your refrigerator when something's gone off. And so I feel like this is not a good thing. And lo and behold, they did find her sister who had been killed, unfortunately, of course, in a green garbage bag. And I found that out later. But I had no idea. You know, so a lot of times mediums and psychics pick up on things they're not sure exactly how they fit in to the story of what's going on. And some of it's about your level of ability, you know, at the time.
Did you study then with that woman you were living with who was psychic and, you know, was obviously she had a professional career as a psychic going on. Is that what kind of spurred you into what you're doing now? Obviously
absolutely.
Had an impact, didn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely. No, she was my first teacher, and I would wake up, you know, kind of scratching my head the morning after a class and go, what's going on? And, you know, I knew I was empathic, but nobody even used that term 30, 40 years ago. They just called everyone a psychic. So I wasn't really sure what all that was. But I remember one morning I walked into the bathroom and was sick. And I walked over to my teacher and said, gee, I was just ill. And she said, well, call up the partner that you had last night. And lo and behold, she had just been sick. She had the flu. I didn't, but I picked it up energetically from her. And so, again, I was constantly looking for and learning different ways to center and ground myself and create really healthy boundaries for myself energetically, because as lame as it sounds, and I used to just laugh about this, I feel your pain is a real thing. We actually do pick up on each other's feelings, you know, both on the physical and emotional and mental and spiritual level.
Wow. Well, let's talk about what you do today in your role as a psychic who helps people, an energetic cycle. Well, you are a gifted intuitive medium and spiritual healer, and you have founded your business is Healing Energy Arts. So, talk to me a little bit about that. What do you do? What do you offer people who come to you for help? How would you answer that?
Well, I provide readings for them, which are information-based and guidance-based, and sometimes I'm really channeling different beings. I'm channeling ancestors or spirit guides or, you know, beings from the other side. I provide healing, and now I'm teaching classes, and I'm really dedicated to more mediumship, mentorship, and life coaching and events and things like that because of all the privileges I've had in learning from some of the best in the world at what I do. And so it's really important for me because I'm really passionate about teaching other psychically gifted people these sacred practices that I've put together about mediumship history and skills that are very practical to help them to open to and use their own gifts safely and joyfully. I really want to help educate individuals about their own unique processes and work through any kind of questions or blocks that they might have about, you know, their fear about maybe, oh, what's my responsibility if I know this information? And how do I give this information to somebody that maybe is a stranger? Or, you know, how can I give this to them so that it in some way helps or protects them? And, you know, what I've learned through the years is that you need expert feedback on a consistent basis, just like when I was a dancer. And I learned that the best in the world need to keep taking class, they need to keep practicing, and they need that outside eye, a trainer, a coach, a teacher. And that's what I provide for my students who want to develop their abilities for service to themselves, their families, and to others. And I really want to empower women, especially because more women than men really give themselves permission to value and learn about their intuition on the whole. And my goal is to move my clients from fear to fulfillment as you each learn to express your spiritual gifts with integrity and with confidence and accuracy and feel the healing results of sharing the information and the healing that others need. So that's kind of what I do.
Very interesting. That's amazing the way you put it. I know you've said you believe everybody is psychic and everybody has these abilities. You help them develop these abilities. Is that hard? You know, very simple. Is it hard to develop those kind of abilities?
Well, I would say this, you know, just think about this. Everybody that I know has been in some kind of public venue, maybe not in the last 2 years, but, you know, like at a sporting event or a concert or something. And for no apparent reason, you turn and you look directly at some stranger that's looking at you. Now, why do you do that? You do it because you feel the energy interaction. They're sending a piece of energy at you, right, and focusing on you, and you feel it. So that's what I mean when I say that everyone is psychic, because we're animals, and we respond to both being predators and prey, and that would be kind of in the prey category of, you know, being hunted. Okay, and I've had several experiences where I felt like that, and I actually got away from the person before they attacked me. So it's very important to be able to honor and respect that kind of information that comes in. Now, developing things, for me, what I found was for decades, I really didn't know if I was very good at what I do because I wasn't getting a way to measure it or a way to get feedback. And this, of course, is before the internet and before, you know, we had cell phones and we could ask for, you know, give me a review on my website and things like that. So it was harder because I was doing a lot of things for fundraisers and stuff like that where I would give somebody some information and then I'd never hear back about what actually happened. Now, months after I gave a tarot card reading to a stranger at a fundraiser, incredibly, I happened to meet up with him again in a gigantic parking lot in Los Angeles where I was living at the time. And he came running to thank me for the reading. He was like, Claudia, Claudia. And I was like, wait, who are you? You know, and I was like, wait, you know my name, okay. And then I remembered him because at the end of the reading, he had said, that's not possible, when I told him he was about to get a promotion. But I know that some evidence doesn't make sense to my clients or to me until a later time, so I really didn't think anything of it. As it turned out, this man was in the military in special operations, and he told me the reading prepared him to think about leading, and it may have saved his and others' lives. So at that point, here I was wondering if I should keep doing readings. Am I good at this? Is this important? And that experience made me rededicate myself to what I consider sacred work.
Well, good for you. Way to go. When you're doing a reading for somebody, you know, what's it like? Describe for me what's it like. You tell me. What happened? Because I know you do psychic mediumship readings. You do 30-minute, one-hour readings, which is quite long, a one-hour reading. How do you get this information to pass along to those who've come to you for help?
Well, that's a wonderful question. What I'm making an effort to do at this point in my career is to educate people by asking them more detailed way, what do you need? Because a lot of people come for a reading and they're like, okay, this is my first reading. I don't know what to expect. Don't know what to do, you know, how to prepare. And I just say, just be open-minded and open-hearted. That's the best frame of mind to be in. And then some people come with 100 questions written out. And so they have a lot of questions. And oftentimes when that happens, I'm working at the psychic level because I'm tuning into their auric field, which is actually the emanation of their soul. And they do have all those answers within themselves, or connecting to them through their own spirit team, their own guidance, which you can call, you know, universal life force energy or God or guardian angels or, you know, all kinds of different things, depending on your belief system. So I might be connecting in that way. I'm definitely connecting to my spirit team and to theirs at the psychic level. When it's mediumistic, I will say, you know, did you come today because you really want to get a connection to somebody in the spirit world? And that's really fascinating because some people know what they need and they can ask for it, and other people don't, and the spirit world just steps in with their divine intelligence and goes ahead and leads how the reading is going to go. So sometimes I will get some physical sensations and start immediately talking about that person's health. Or maybe I might connect to somebody in the spirit world and I'm feeling with my physical body a sensation of, oh, okay, I have it set up with my spirit guides that if a person comes in on one side of my sitter or recipient of the message, that that's their father's side of the family. Or if it's on the other side, it's the mother's side. Or if it's behind them, it's either a spirit guide or one of their children. It could be in spirit. So see, I've kind of got some ways of figuring out who this person is. Now, everybody works differently because we all have different gifts and trainings and belief systems, but that's how I work. And then the person might come in and, you know, for example, one time it was really fun. I did a reading for somebody, and it was just a phone reading because I've been doing phone readings since the 1980s. And I said, you know what? I've got a dog here. And the dog is walking in, and it looks sort of like a German Shepherd style, you know, build of a dog. And he's in the kitchen, and he's got his paws up on the counter, and he's looking left and right to make sure nobody is watching him because he knows he's not supposed to do that. And now he's going over to his food dishes, right? And he's eating, and he keeps looking back over his shoulder. And I'm feeling all this love and gratitude. And now I've got this woman on the phone, and she's crying because it's really moving her. Emotionally, and I'm saying, and this dog, I feel like you only had him for a short time and he was a rescue. Is that right? And she says, yes, because I ask my clients not to give me any content, just to say yes, no, or I don't know when I give them a piece of information or evidence. And so she's saying, yes, yes, that's what he looks like. Yes, yes, that's what he used to do. Yes, yes, he would turn around 3 times and land on my feet, and my feet would hurt, but I didn't care because he was showing me love. And I said, you know, you only had this dog for a short time. And she said, yes, 3 months. And I said, well, he wants you to know. And I said, I feel like he was starved. I feel like he had to perform in some kind of show. And then they didn't feed him very well until he'd completed that show, because they had to keep giving him treats while he performed. And he's just giving you all this thank you for feeding me for the last 3 months, because that really healed him and he felt loved. And she said, that's exactly right. This dog was a rescue. He had been trained to perform, and they kept him at a super low weight so that he would perform on cue for his treats. So that was incredibly moving. Now, she wanted to talk to somebody else in the spirit world, but because of the divine intelligence, they brought to her what she needed. She needed that for her own heart, for her own healing, to move forward. And it's such a miracle to work in that way. It's really a blessing.
That's a remarkable story. It's, you know, it's so interesting to talk to people like you who have these gifts. I know. Do you still, I mean, what's the primary thing you do? Your website is really great, by the way. The Claudia's website is healingenergyarts.com. Write that down, healingenergyarts.com. If you go there, you'll learn all about Claudia and her story and the various things she does, because you do so much. You do tarot transformation readings. You do psychic mediumship, mentorship program. By the way, you have a package that's coming up, a school of psychic mediumship development that you're going to start in June. That sounds exciting. Do you do that in person or is that online?
I'm, you know, like a lot of people, moved totally online, so I'm a full-time international spiritual psychic medium. It's kind of a mouthful of what I do. And yes, and in honor of National Superhero Day, which is this Thursday, April 28th, I'm teaching my 6 weeks class, The Superhero Workout for Psychics. And that's a class to empower people by helping you create not only healthy boundaries through joyful practices and playful exercises, but you also create a special superhero persona just for yourself that you can call upon when you need it to get energized, to inspire yourself, heal, give yourself permission to be spectacular.
And that's open to anybody. That's anybody can take that, right?
Yeah, and I do offer a full moon mediumship gallery, which is like a group reading online. The next one's Monday, May 16th, and I do a free Facebook meditation group that meets Thursday at 1 p.m. for 30 minutes just to gather calm, healing energy and focus, because I want to provide that for free for my clients and anybody who needs it.
Well, your story is just so remarkable. It's a real treat to talk to you. You know, we've almost run out of time, Claudia. I wish we had more time, but I want everybody to know that the best way to learn more about what you do and what you offer is to go to that website, healingenergyarts.com. You know, I know you started out to be a dancer. You wanted to be that professional dancer. Now you're doing this. I gather you love what you're doing right now. You found the right spot for yourself. Am I right?
Yes, I'm lucky. I've had two loves in my life, and one was dance, and the other is being, you know, a psychic and helping people to regain their confidence so that they can use their spiritual gifts. So thanks, Doug, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you for taking the time to be with us. Claudia Johnson, everybody. She's based in Litchfield, Minnesota, where it's a beautiful day today. In any event, that website again, healingenergyarts.com. Go there. You'll learn more about how to get in touch with her, okay? Thanks, Claudia. Nice to have you with us today.
Thank you, Doug.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That we sure do. I'm Doug Llewellyn, everybody. I'll talk to you next time. Till then, take care. Bye for now.